At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's the start of a new season. I got Stevie P back from his scouting escapade in Cuba. Obviously, we had to come up with this sort of result for the first game. What do we have for people today? We got game week number one. We got Mercato news. We got not Mercato news. You know, when we send somebody back because they can't pass a medical test. Fubo segment, Serie A recap. Again, week one. We're going to talk about the latest news and rumors. How it's the end of the world, and we know it. And on that note, Stevie P, are you ready for your first official show of the first season?
Let's go.
Let's get the show on the road, boys. Cari amici sportivi, welcome to your first official Milan Weekly podcast of the 2025-2026 season. I got my partner in crime back at it again, Stevie P, Vinny T, faithfully here speaking to you about Milan. You know, we got criminated at home, Stevie P. But before we get into this whole fiasco of this weekend, Stevie P, I let everybody know about your situation. How you been? How was it trying to read Italian Milan news, being on holiday, a forced extra week in holiday for this whole fiasco over Canada? But I'm glad that you're back. Everything's good. But were you able to keep up with the the outrage online of what everything's been going on?
I was able to keep up thanks to the Videotron network in Cuba, helping me work all the social media platforms to see what the fuck Milan was doing. And I watched a goddamn Milan-Cremonese game in 45-degree heat outside because I didn't want to wake up my family that was sleeping because we were 14 days in the beautiful country of Cuba, but that's 7 days too long for my liking.
On that note, I'm glad that you're back. I know it was a little hectic for you with this whole situation, but it is what it is. But unfortunately, I think landing back, let's say, on a day like Saturday and like, oh, it's perfect, I could go watch the game, at least you don't have to deal with that. But as you've seen, Steve, it is the end of the world. We have lost the first game to Cremonese, to our new friend Terry helping us out with some graphics. Terry, you're on trial right now, Presidente. You need to go through a big interview with him. But so far, so good. Cremonese at home. Steve, I got a problem with everything I've been seeing online. I know I'm the kind of guy that's always been like the glass kind of half full kind of guy, and I would like to thank the Milan Club Montreal that's showing up on Saturday at the game. And just the way I said on Saturday, with everybody there trying to keep the positive, would it be David in the MWP Patreon chat, even Jan mentioning it in the Montreal club chat, it's the first game. Napoli lost their first game last year, 3-0, coming back from the worst Serie A Scudetto defense, getting a new coach, wanting new beginnings, and they lose 3-0 to Verona, end up winning the Scudetto. I'm not saying this that we're going to win the Scudetto, but where do you cut the line and it's the first game to this is happening all over again? Your thoughts?
For me, it's very simple. It's happening all over again.
Okay.
This is something that unfortunately we wanted to avoid at all costs, starting slow the season once again. You know, we had the debacle that was the whatever you want to call it there, coaching carousel from last year, which was just way, way too stupid in my opinion. And now, you know, you get ready, you play your preseason ball, you try to get ready. And once again, management just fails. And fails in terms of, like, getting a team ready for the first game of the season against a newly promoted side at home with all the extracurricular activities that were happening. You cannot drop points to Cremonese.
You could definitely, I agree with you. But, you know, and by the way, I was joking around. And Terry, we might need a days without days gone with Allegri not taking his jacket off. And I joked that it would take one game. And I had a feeling, I'm like, oh my God, what if he takes off his jacket on the first game? But taking it through this game, where did we go wrong, Steve? You know, I'm looking through the different kind of different newspapers around the world, right? People talking about the defense, thinking about, you know, we're going to go through the Patreon questions as well, talking about, like, you know, not starting the players that would it be you signed a couple of months ago to the ones that you chased for 3 months. We are going to talk about Mercato News. Where did it go wrong, according to you, in this 1 year? You're going to lay on defense, as most of these newspapers are talking about?
I think it's mentality. I think this Milan team is scared. It's scared from last year. It hasn't been unscared. And what happens is you show up to a game like this, you have some, you know, some okay spurts of play, but then your confidence is completely broken. You know, Cremonese take the lead off, a header where we have two center backs that are sleeping, a defender.
I'm about watching, yeah.
Ball watching, a defender who just, you know, who just got signed to Cremonese, who thinks he's the next coming of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and decides that he's going to dictate this game. That's
he
a big problem.
He flexed on us. Yeah, Steve, he flexed on us.
He flexed on us, and that's the thing that pisses me off the most. We have guys from, you know, and no disrespect to Cremonese, good for you, you're back in Serie A. But where has my Milan come when people and players from Cremonese, both goal scorers, both flexing on us? And no one stands up for the badge. No one stands up for the shirt. They just say, that's okay. We're going to bring it back to, you know, more for the North American speakers. We're going to go back to American football. We're going to say, well, I'll date myself with this. Terrell Owens scoring a TD against the Dallas Cowboys, and he runs to the middle of Dallas Cowboys Stadium, puts the football and spikes the football on the Dallas Cowboys star. Everybody attacked. You're telling me that Cremonese, those two Cremonese goal scorers, both flexing on us, and no one on this team has the teeth or the cattiveria or the grinta to stand up for the shirt? This is what's scaring me. It's the mentality. I don't want to blame defenders. I don't want to blame midfielders. I don't want to blame strikers. I blame the mentality of this team.
Bascarotto, like, you know, maybe I know it was marking Jimenez, and like maybe take a yellow card, just send the message. But in the end, I just felt that, you know, lost chances, 100%, Steve. We did have the chance. It just seemed like we gave them two chances and they won. I go back to defense. I don't know if this three-man defense is going to do any good. The signings who started, then again, if I, at the beginning of the season, in the signing of Allegri, I don't have a problem and I trust in Allegri, I'm not going to distrust him after one game. I like what he said after the game, right? He did not pull excuses. He like, you know, you're not going to get a Montella kind of answers from Allegri, but, you know, Lecce is going to be a big test and see where we go from there. But do you think this three-man defense, are we capable? Even with a guy, because let's be honest, Steve, Allegri, I think we've said it in the past, where even when he was handed lemons at Juve, still managed to, like, okay, this is what I have. Let me do the best of what I have with these kids. You know, do you think he's got the winning formula, or that's why he's trying to get these other players? I don't know. I just don't know what to think. I'm not pushing the panic button after one game. That's not me.
For me, this is pure stupidity that we're even talking about this. Cremonese Lecce to start the season should be 6 points. This is absolute. We're talking about, you just said it and probably didn't even realize you said it. You said Lecce is going to be a big test. Where the fuck have we gone in Milan fandomship where Lecce is a big test? This is absolutely fucking insane. And this is management all the way down.
I mean, Mercato
should have been handled from the beginning, Vinny. There's no meaning it. There's no excuse. We play once a week. You had to give him the players that he needed and he wanted and identified right away. Start your preseason together. Build. Take care of business. And at the end, if you're coming and bringing parts and pieces that are going to, let's say, modify or, you know, help create depth to your Rosa, because we have no Rosa. You understand? We are a Milan of 7 Champions Leagues that is starting the season with no Rosa. We don't know who our 11 best players are. For me, that's an ultimate fail.
Said apples are green apple. He said we don't know how to recognize a dangerous situation, which is 100% spot on, but is something that could be coached into these players. If there's somebody that could do it, it's him. It's just... I meant it as a test to say, like, are we going to leave last season's bad vibes follow us to this season? And you're talking about La Rosa, Steve. You're talking about La Rosa. Now, we Direttore Sportivo got the players that somehow, because he's talking to Allegri, so what do you mean by... We're starting a new campionato and we don't have the players that we want. Are you talking about decision-making?
No. I didn't say these are the players that they wanted, they identified and bought. Can you tell me who Milan's best 11 players are? I can't.
I don't know which formation he wants to play.
We're going to see in the FUBU section of the game. Fucking Inter knows who their best 11 players are. Napoli knows who their best 11 players are. Roma knows who their best 11 players are. Juve probably knows who their best 11 players are. How could we not know? It's impossible, Vinny. This is absolutely irresponsible management. And again, it's not the panic button here. This is frustration button. You have problems on the field. You have problems off the field. You have problems in the newspaper. You have problems at ownership. You have problems with the fans. You have problems with the ultras. It's just too many problems. We've had some fantastic guests come on last year, you know, and talk about, you know, the making this money ball. And I agree, the finances are part of it. The finances, I do not want to make people take my words. I'm not going. I'm with it. I think the finances is an important thing of Serie A, because Serie A, in a nutshell, in itself, it's going to be year 3, I'm saying it, is in a financial fucking disaster. And I'm so pissed off and so riled up for the first year. And win or lose, I was going to be like this, because we didn't deserve to win, because we play shit football. We suck. We have no ideas in the final third. Our defense play like little kittens. And our midfield is filled with lumberjacks and a 40-year-old magician. Because the best player on the pitch was the 40-year-old. On both Cremonese, I don't give a shit about the bicycle kick. He's going to hit one. That Interista di merda from Cremonese is going to hit 1 in a million on that. And Arnold Schwarzenegger lookalike is going to end up in Serie B next year anyways. But Milan is seven-time Champions League winner, and we're losing to teams like this. I'm sorry, guys. I'm fed up of all this shit. Our team is badly run, and it shows on the field.
So what happens? What happened to Steve? We've been doing this for what? 12 years, 13 years? What happened to the exact same thing we would say every single year? We're not going to judge until 10 games in. I'm on the same. I'm on that
this
page
is different.
There.
This is different, Vinny. This is different.
How is it Milan, different, Steve?
Milan doesn't finish 8th place, Vinny.
I don't want. I know you were on vacation, and I said. Yeah.
Listen to my words. You're not listening to me. Milan doesn't finish 8th place. when we finish fourth and we make the Champions League, let's look at the first 10 games. I'm good with that. When you finish eighth, you got to fix the boat right away because the boat was leaking. The boat was leaking on the field, off the field, in the newspapers, with the fans. The boat is full of holes. And I'm the first one to protect this management and to protect the ownership because I understood what they were trying to do. But now you have too many holes in your ship, Vinny. It's not time for 10 games in the season.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Anymore. The audition was Cremonese at home. And it failed. It fucking failed. Now, what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. On Friday, we're going to get back Rafael Leao. We're going to play like shit. And he's going to score a goal in contropiede. That's going to give us a 1-0 win. And we're going to think everything's good again. Because this is how social media goes.
No, that's why we are not social media. And just the way I'm going to say that... I'm going to stand on my hill here, and just the way people want to judge after one game, are those the same Milan fans that after the first game of Manchester City, oh my God, look at Reindeers, we didn't sell them for good enough, look at what a superstar. Where are those fans after this weekend, after the game that he played? So if you want to keep the same energy, keep the same energy. For me, am I fucking pissed off? We lost. Obviously I'm fucking pissed off. But I understand the frustration of everybody. But to judge a upcoming season of another 37 games to be played after the first game, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to wait. I hear your argument of not waiting 10 games because of what happened last season. I get that. But again, I think it's too soon and too rushing to say, this season is over already. What I'm reading online is like, guys, like I get it, but at least we have Allegri as a coach. That's where I'm going to go for it because I always believed he was a good coach. And we always, I always shot him flowers when it was at Juve. It is what it is. Steve, let me try to end this on some sort of positive note. Who was your one guy that you liked what you saw on Saturday? Because honestly, Modric? Would you agree with me with the sausage maker? He didn't stop running.
He ran like a donkey without a head. Great. Modric, best player on the field. Both Milan and Cremonese, hard stop.
So to you, Modric. And your worst player?
Pick. Pavlovic, lost. Gabbia, lost. Estupanente, lost. Jimenez lost.
What did you call him?
Estupanente.
Estupanente. I love you. I love you, brother. By the way, Steve, before, because we do have the haters as well in the comments. I love it because you got to be a subscriber. But Stevie P, in the comments right now, because I did give you some love when you were away. Steve, I've watched this three times. Three times. This is as soft, still soft. You have so many different kind of models on your website. Please tell us about the whole vintage bits. But this is, Steve, you know how you test, right? You do the wash, you go see. It's fantastic, nice and soft. And I've been wearing it. If it's the third time, I've been wearing it quite a bit. But vintage pitch, talk to us, buddy. Oh, you're on mute. Still on mute. Oh, what's going on? Let me put... There we go.
Am I good now?
You're good now.
VintagePitch.com, guys. Passion Project. Spoke to you before. We have tons of t-shirts. Calcio, EPL, La Liga. guys, we're handling this as really a passion project. We want the t-shirts to be comfortable. We want you to be able to wear them wherever you feel you should be wearing them. They're not exercise clothes, that's for sure. But guys, check us out, vintagepitch.com. I'm telling you guys, it's something that will change. I think we're going to change the game of apparel wear in the t-shirt business, because we're thinking out of the box. We're doing things that usually don't come with the usual cookie cutter t-shirts that we see out there. And it's something that that I hope takes off. But, you know, in the world of magical luck, we need a bit of that luck. And that's with the help of all our subscribers, all our Patreon members. And again, spread the word. If you have Juve fan, Interista di Merdi fans, Lazio fans, Roma fans, guys, we have t-shirts for almost, you know, all the big Serie A clubs. We went derbies, Derby della Madonnina. We're going to come out with Derby della Capitale. Derby d'Italia is coming out. Guys, the continued support is great, but we need you to follow at vintagepitch.com on Instagram and at vintagepitchapp on TikTok.
And don't forget, guys, if you're part of Patreon in the WhatsApp group, Steve had give you a promo code. I'm going to post it this week in the actual Patreon app, because some of you guys are not on the WhatsApp. So, guys, no, honestly, it's not because he's one of my best friends. Is like, I'm a t-shirt guy and it's fucking comfortable, and especially after washing it three times. Steve, for Friday, what are you expecting? We're going to take it over to Fubo soon, but are you expecting 5-6 different players in the starting lineup? Do you think he goes to the four-man defense? What do you think? Tulip and Youssef, no, the MWP Fanta Calcio back this year. Unfortunately, Serie A Fantasy is not a partner anymore, but you guys could have fun. I know, Steve, you have your own Serie A Fantasy, but talk to me, Steve. What would you expect for Friday?
Guys, for Friday, I expect a team that's willing and understanding where we are right now. You cannot be at 0 points after facing Cremonese and Lecce. So for me, guys, I expect Allegri to go into his bag of tricks. You know, I agree with Josh. I would like to see a different midfield. Now, again, Josh is saying no Fofana. I don't mind Fofana when Fofana has to do what he's good at, and that's interrupting play and providing the play to someone who's more of a playmaker like Modric. When Fofana needs to try to make plays and passes, we know that we're in trouble.
He took seven shots. It's like, yeah,
that's way too many, guys. He's not a goal scorer. And, you know, I read something and I forgot who said it. They said that, you know, for Milan to be successful, we need Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Fofana to finish with 15 goals combined. That would be a modern-day miracle. Because Ruben Loftus-Cheek was one of the worst players on the pitch.
And I don't get it. I don't get it, because he didn't play bad in the preseason, Steve. He really didn't play bad in the preseason. So I... Look, it is what it is. It's the first game. We shall see. Thank you for your lovely comments in the comments, guys. You guys are the best. Steve, are we ready to? Are we ready for our first official Fubo.tv recap of Serie A? Siamo pronti, andiamo, yeah. This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and the EPL. And now with a new association with DAZN, guys, take a look at all your options out there. And Fubo TV, se pote anche ascoltare in Italiano. And this one is for Liba and Youssef. Steve, you know what you didn't hear during Genoa Lecce? You did not hear this one. Genoa Lecce 0-0. Stalemate in this one, but then taking it over to the defending champions, Napoli. You know, McTominay and what's his name? Who else has scored?
Kevin De Bruyne.
De Bruyne is scoring as well, 2-0 against newly promoted Sassuolo. Steve, no surprises on this result.
Look, I think Napoli understood what they had to do. I think Napoli understood that they have a big, big responsibility to defend their Scudetto title and not have another one of those debacles. And we'll see in the Mercato section, I think they've addressed and, you know, they have ownership that's willing to put pen to paper and make sure that they will compete to defend this title once again. And if you guys have listened to season openers in the past, I'm the first to laugh at Napoli when Napoli should not be winning. But I think that they made the right money moves to make sure that they'll be in the race.
And then you see Roma with a very narrow win against the Bologna. Steve, did you see... my God, Vince, I'm even missing the players. Ex-Lazio player just came back from Serie A.
Immobile, injured.
Thank you. He's 2 months, Steve?
Yeah, 2 months. It seems like it's a quad, if I understood correctly from reading the newspaper. But guys, again, I'm the first to shit on Roma. I think Roma will be competitive.
You think so? Think Gasperini's got the tools?
I think Gasperini has some of the tools, not all. I don't know if they're going to be competitive for the Scudetto, but they will be competitive for the Champions League spots. And the guy Ferguson looked good. They addressed their striker problem right away. They didn't do like us.
Did you find the Gasperini comments of like, you know, I wish I would have had a different team? Do you think that's a Gasperini-isms? Or so you think maybe you'll judge maybe after 10 games on this team? We'll see. Maybe Gasperini's got the tools to make Roma competitive. Fiorentina getting tied up, Steve, in the 93rd, 94th minute. 1-1. Nothing to write home about on this game. But how about Fiorentina? Do you see them as a contender?
Fiorentina with Pioli, I'm not 100% sure. I think they dropped 3 points in the 94th minute. Luperto tying that game up for Cagliari. The drop points is what's going to kill them. Win ties instead of wins will kill them.
Real Como, Steve, starting off the season pretty good. 2-0 against Lazio. And I get the compliments that are going Como's way and Fabregas coaching, but Lazio was bad. Lazio was just bad in this one. And I know Sarri's, I know, maybe some things to tweak, just the way Milan is to tweak, but the takeaways from this game, you think Como's going to be a top 10 team?
I think Como will surprise. A lot of people have picked them to surprise. I think they have probably one of the most talented young players in Serie A. Nico Paz is very, very
talented. He's still property of Real Madrid. That's what I was trying to read up today. I don't know if like they have like
it's a... Very complicated. Very complicated with Paz, but you know Tottenham is vulturing around Cuomo, and they're looking at like a $70 million bid for this kid. What you saw over the weekend from Paz was simply old school football, something that people really really love. A through ball, a fantastic set piece. Cuomo, you know, did beat Lazio, and Lazio, I will not disagree with you, is bad. But Como looks good, and again, they will be a team that will cause some problems.
Again, I'll see. We'll judge. I'm always with that judging after 10 games. Because at the game like the next one, Atalanta-Pisa 1-1, Pisa winning most of the game, Atalanta tying it up. Do you think this is a sign of things to come to Atalanta with, you know, you think this is a sign that Gasperini was always the key at Atalanta? What are you predicting this year if you got to go by what you saw in this first game?
To be honest, you, Atalanta is a little bit of a shit show like Milan. They have their own problems, I think, on the pitch, off the pitch, and in management. You know, they sold a lot of their goals. You know, Retegi gone. Lookman seems like he's not playing anymore. You know, Juric came out this week and said, hey, there's other people that can take those goals back. They can, you know, contribute to get those goals back. I don't think they're there. Scamacca has to stay healthy. Lookman has to be resolved. And then after that, we don't know. De Ketelaar, will he show up? Will he not show up? It's a big game with Atalanta. Atalanta is in a very similar situation than Milan. I don't know if Atalanta knows who their best 11 are.
And that whole situation with Lookman, that was a whole disaster. Hopefully they come up with some sort of agreement. And if he has to play for Atalanta, hopefully he could keep it professional. Steve, all is well. All is well in the one half of Torino before we get into the other half. But Juve, Jonathan David scoring, Vlahovic riprende la curva, Steve. They get a red card, he comes on, he scores, and somehow tutto va bene con la Juve e Vlahovic, 2-0, not a surprising result on this one. I don't think Juve played fantastically well. Was it Cambiasso that lost his head there with that slap? Is he getting, and at the bar this morning they were saying, Vince, you think he's getting 2 games? He goes in 2 games, we're playing Juventus, obviously. We're playing Inter, obviously he's not going to get 2 games. What do you think he's going to get for that?
He will get 2 games.
You think he's going to get 2 games? Like, yeah. How do you explain that? I don't, like, anyways.
You know how you explain it? Steve has them in Fanta Calcio, that's why.
So this is all your fault?
100%.
Anything impressive from what you saw at Juve? I think this was a predicted the Juve win.
Game, Juve-Parma game was a bit of a stale game. Honestly, you know, hats off to Jonathan David. He is Canadian. He's the first Canadian to start for Juventus, and I'm pretty sure it's for Serie A. In Sassuolo, we did have Ismael Kone, also a Canadian, also starting, but he decided to take a red card in that game. But again, congratulations to both Kone and Jonathan David for starting in Serie A, which, you know, now the Canadians are starting to break into Serie A. So it looks good.
Udinese 1-1 tie. Nothing again to write home about on this one. And Steve, did you see the mighty, mighty Inter? No, not to take anything away from them, guys. It's a 5-0 win. Torino just looked completely lost in this game. And, you know, people will say, well, yeah, but 5 goals, you know, the game opens up. They still put five past Torino, which is, you know, you needed this kind of win, Steve. You definitely needed this kind of win with coming back to Serie A, new coach. You need to forget that disaster of the Champions League final from a couple of months ago. What did you take away from Inter Torino? And you know, let me give Liban Youssef, because this one definitely needs not the trompette. Here we go. A lot of trompettes in this game. Your thoughts?
I think Inter will come to this Serie A season with a chip on their shoulder, losing 5-0 in the Champions League final. You know, breaking a record. Milan of most lopsided Champions League final loss for them. They had that record beating the Barcelona 4-0. Again, Vinny, can they play on three fronts is a different story. You know, they've added some pieces. They lost a couple. For me, defensively, I think is a bit of a shaky point. You know, Bastoni gets injured, they have a serious problem. Because I don't think Acerbi and De Vrij are two that are going to be able to shoulder all those minutes for all the amount of games that they're going to be playing.
And we'll see what Kivu can do on that one. Guys, obviously, you guys know that we're going to put up the tables once 10 games go in. And on that note, that segment was brought to you by Fubo.tv for your home for all things Serie A and EPL. Stevie P, parliamo un po' del mercato.
Yeah, before we go into the mercato, if you guys want to be always up to date with anything that comes up to Milan Weekly Podcast, guys, it's very important that you need to subscribe. The super chats are open, guys, all the time. If you guys want to comment to make sure that we read it on the air. Subscribers are what we need, guys. We need people to talk about Milan Weekly Podcast. I think we do a great job of staying even keel. We speak the truth. There's no favoritism towards Milan. We're probably the most hardest podcast on Milan in terms of what we want to do as a message. But, you know, punch, smash, elbow, people elbow, Hulk Hogan leg drop, the stupid subscribe button, and tell everybody about Milan Weekly Podcast.
And even if you hate, we welcome you. We don't block anybody. Keep on hating. It's all good. I'm learning new words, Steve. I'm a cook, whatever that fucking means. Mercato, Steve, before we bring you with harder, before I get there, see, this whole Boniface, because I'm going to go that he's Sicilian. Victor Boniface, Boniface, basically, if I have to listen to the internet, this is all a conspiracy. It's because this player is wanted from management, but Tare and Allegri don't want him, so they came up with this plan to not make it pass his medical. And I saw a picture there. Somebody shared it in the groups. I don't know if that's his real knee, but what do you take from this whole, you know, sending him back, è saltata l'operazione, not going from the skid? We'll talk about the skid. Is it a, you know what, we didn't take a chance, we didn't negotiate for a cheaper price? I don't know. What do you take away from all of this?
Look, I get you need to do your due diligence. You're investing, you know, $30 million potentially on this kid. You knew that he had, these injuries. Before you bring him over, I just think that, I don't know if it's only in Europe, I don't know if it's only in Milan, and it's because we're Milanese and we see the Milan news more often, but I only see this happening with Milan. I don't see these transfers falling out with such huge telenovela-style headlines, right? This is the thing that irritates me the most, because it just makes us seem so incompetent. I look at it as someone who coaches his son. You know, if I'm the father of Boniface, I'm like, guys, what are you doing to him? Like, why would you bring him over if you're not convinced that his knee could hold up? If, you know, keep him in Germany. And, you know, I really forgot to put this in the chat, but, like, you know, with a lot of time in my hands in Cuba for another extra 7 days, I was able to follow the chats and so on and so forth. Make sure that you do that, all the medicals in Germany. Keep it in Germany. If it's yes, it's yes. If it's no, it's no. But there's a problem. We cannot leak out these things that we're going to sign him and we're not going to sign him. Like, these are not things that usually happen. It takes me back to Bia Bani. Remember Bia Bani? We wanted to sign him and then we found out that his teeth?
No. That was Bia Bani, was his heart. That we took a picture with the scarf. You're talking about, guys, 2009, his teeth, typical French name. Somebody's going to tell us in the comments, because I was reading up on the last times that a medical was skipped. Dude, did you know even Van Nistelrooy? Sissoko, grazie.
Sissoko, thank you, apples are green. So, Diabani, okay, his heart. Guys, that it's better we save his life than tell him not. Sissoko was his teeth. You understand? Like, guys, this it cannot be that it's only Milan. It doesn't make sense. And then now you're spending this money and he's on the thing. And I'm not going to judge him before I see him play. And I'm not going to pretend to say that I followed Connor Harder. Besides having a fantastic porn name.
Fantastic. Connor Harder? Is that what you call him?
Conrad, whatever his name is. Connor Harder, Conrad Harder.
It's Harder.
Yes, Harder. Yeah. Okay, great. Anyway, I'm not going to judge until I watch him play or see him play. But guys, this is a lot of money for a kid. We had a kid. You had Camarda, and you decided to loan it And don't tell me they knew and followed Conrad Hartwig for years. I'm sorry, Vinny. I'm not going to believe it.
No. Yeah.
I'm not going to believe it. It's impossible, guys. You know, and this is what? Plan what? Because we know that he wanted Vlahovic. Then it went to Bonifaci. Now we're at Connor Harder. Like, guys, there's other names that came out. Are they true or they're not true? I don't know. But this cannot be plan B or plan C. This is, we're at plan EF.
It's just, you know what? I like what you were saying because I did go, I'm like, you know, when was the last time this happened? I asked ChatGPT, and you guys want to have the exercise going from the, you know, the last times that, you know, medicals skipped and they had to send back the guy to the original team. And Steve, you're right, is that the only ones that came up that I remember is like the Milan ones, because all the other ones is like they just like to trash us, to talk about it and talk about it, the whole situation. But it is what it is. I know that he came out with a post calling everybody clowns, but then he specified there's nothing to do with Bayer Leverkusen or Milan themselves. I think they were talking about the fans, whatever the case may be. But let me go with your thoughts on, again, we'll see what he can do. I don't like the fact that, again, we're going through all this shit and going last minute when we sold one of our youngsters. Well, then sold. It's not sold like on loan right now, but they can't be done with the Mercato, Steve. They can't.
Well, again, Vinny, done or not done, Vinny, it's too late. You're already, the season's already started. You're actually too late. It's unfortunate, but things need to get done before. And I'm praying that one day they wake up and they say, you know what? The Mercato has to end before your season starts. And hopefully that will push people and teams, especially teams like Milan, to get their business done earlier. Because I get everybody wants to go to Ibiza. Everyone wants to go here. Everyone wants to go there. But unfortunately, Vinny, you need to take care of your Mercato business. And Milan doesn't do a good job of it. And we haven't done for the longest time.
Do you agree with Italiano saying that we should go back to like 2018 and Mercato si chiude quando il campionato si comincia? No, Mercato shouldn't be open. He goes to start your season, a game, two games in, and the Mercato still open is absurd. Do you agree with that, or would you keep it this way?
No, I agree.
I think this should be something maybe done for all the leagues across. Everybody started approximately, other than England, and England has to start always a couple of weeks before, but do you, on the other hand, like, say if you do get like these big injuries or whatever, it gives you that time, but you would just say, hey, we started the season, it is what it is, go back to January when it's time to buy again.
It's then when big injury, so then stop making them play 900 games a year.
That's another, like, fine point.
It's I get it. The thing is that in every league, at the start of the season, the team is settled. You go through a preseason with your team that you're going to go through till, you know, and you can make trades. That's the difference. There's no trades. That's why the Mercato has to be extended. Because in a hockey season, for example, the team is settled. And then after, you have the opportunity, should there be an injury, to make a trade. In European soccer, there's no trades. So you're kind of stuck. And the Mercato's closed and you can't buy anybody. But unfortunately, it's either we change and we get to the times and make this, you know, something of more sustainable. But the Milan aspect of it, Vince, is I think we just don't understand how important it is to get the coach, the team that he needs right away, so that he can work with them and understand where he's at when he starts game one.
Do you think the result of the first game will give Allegri a bit more pull? Do you think il colpo arriva? Do you think something surprising is coming? Do you think the result, again, of the first game maybe is putting Moncada and friends, if Rolani and friends going, we can't go through this another year. Do you think something is coming?
That's the problem, Vinny. You said it right there. The only two people that should be involved in this, these types of transactions, should be the coach and the director.
Entare. Yes.
And right there, you said what our problem is. What the fuck does Furlani have to give in terms of information? Yeah.
No, money. I'm talking about like, here's the money. Okay, I need, let's say, I meant it more like Allegri needs a player of $40, $50 million buying. Like, I'm talking more in that way. Not that they decide with the players, is that they're allowed to allocate whatever funds that they need. That's what I'm...
Vinny, you have to decide that before the case. We're going to be two games in, and you're still trying to allocate money? Get a budget and spend. Spend what you could spend. You know, the guys in the chats, both Milan Club Montreal and the Patreon, they're not wrong when they say that. You wanted to spend, you're spending 30 on Harder. You're going to spend another 22 on Fabien. Fabian, Estupente, who knows how much he costs, right? But guys, at a certain point, let's start buying quality instead of quantity. Let's address what we needed help with. You know, again, I don't think that the back line is bad if you're protecting them with a solid midfield.
What a solid midfield. That's something you've said for years, Steve, that I'm not going to take that away from you. Right? Years. Yeah.
So if we go through the, if we go through the three that we played this past Saturday, Tomori, of the, you know, Tomori is the most athletic. So he plays, let's say, the right central defender. Gabbia is the best ball playing of the three, and that's saying a lot. He plays the central of those three. And Pavlovic is the most physical, but he's not good with ball at foot. And you saw that. He doesn't want the ball at his foot. So in a back four, he would not have the ball at his foot so much. There needs to be a shift. They need to identify what's going on here and why. Cremonese was very happy to have Pavlovic on the ball. They almost left him open. They invited us to give him the ball. And I understood that after 10 minutes. And he's not comfortable playing with the ball at his foot. So it's either you find another formation that fits these guys, or you buy a center back who can play a goddamn ball from the back.
Ah, man. Stevie P, before we do our final thoughts, let's go to some Patreon questions. You know, higher PM, just like, this better not be deja vu. Let's chalk this up to a new season jitters. See, higher PM is like me, a little bit of positivity. Vinny Mancini, over the previous 10-year plus, what frustrates you more? The club continued teasing but inability to build a new stadium, or not being able to find an adequate number nine that actually does their job and has a future with this club? I would go with the number nine because, Vinny, just like the bridge, Steve, you know the bridge between Reggio and Messina there, the bridge between Calabria, and it's been, what, 35 years that they're building it. They're building it this year. So I'm going to go with the stadium because of stupid politics. I'm going to go with can't find a proper number nine other than Giroud that gave us a year and a half of proper number nine. How about you, man?
I really don't know. Honestly, I would have to go with the, I would go with the stadium.
Okay.
I would go with the stadium because in at a certain point, something has to give. Just mathematically and logically, it will not survive.
And yeah, I've been, and I can say that. But I was just going by. It just seems that it's not Milan's decision or management decision. It just seems like there's so many politics involved and so much bullshit. But okay, so we defer on that opinion. Thank you, Vinny, for that question. David, yes, it's the first game, but we shouldn't be losing to a newly promoted team. Fofana, Pavlovic, and Jimenez are clearly the weak link. Question for you, gentlemen. Why didn't Allegri start Ricci and especially Jashari, waiting almost 3 months to finally sign him, and he sits on the bench? That's a pretty good question, Steve.
Well, it's because it took 3 months to sign him. He's never going to be acclimated to the team. It's impossible that he would have started this game. Even if he would have started him, he would have sucked, and we would have been, you know, people would have been bashing him because he sucked. You need to protect these young players some sort. I think Richie should have started, regardless of Fofana and Ruben Loftus-Cheek. One of them needed to sit, but Jashari needed to sit because he's just, it's impossible that he's acclimated to the team. Impossible.
How about Richie, Steve? He was our first signing. He had the time to play.
Richie had to. He had to start.
Why did he decide this? I have no idea. It's not like
Allegri is traditionally always going to go with the old guard first. The old guard is Fofana and Ruben Loftus-Cheek. Now he has no choice to go to the new guard.
It's not like we need to talk about rotation. It's like, anyways, we have a game Friday, Steve, because then there's a 2 week break for the international break. So, anyways, guys, to Friday we go. We'll see what happens. What happens on this Friday? Hopefully, a convincing win, guys. Me, I'm always gonna keep hope. I still gonna keep the same energy. For me, it's Scudetto this year. And that was what Jan had proposed to me. Right? It's like, if you have the chance to win, battle for the Scudetto or a guaranteed top four and Coppa Italia win, I said no, and there's no excuses this year. We're playing once a week, you have a coach, you somehow have some quality players, so I'm going to keep that, even though people want to make fun of us in the comments or in the thing, but hey guys, we appreciate it. Steve, let's go with what we have. Let me fix up these beautiful new banners that we are getting. Stevie P, final thoughts. I know we had a couple of some discussions, some disappointments, trying to keep our heads leveled, but your final thoughts before we head over to this coming Friday and next Monday, me and you, and it's Labor Day next Monday, so day off, but we're always working.
Final thoughts for me. Guys, I think this Milan needs to wake up. They need to understand that, you know, there's too many holes in this boat. And the holes and the management and the players have to totally understand that these holes are at key places in this boat. On the pitch, off the pitch, with the fans, in the newspaper. It's the perfect storm. And if it continues, we will suffer, and we will suffer very, very badly going forward.
I'm going to say, Steve, Serie A is back. Nothing's going to take me away from my Milan. I love the discussions on Twitter, on social media. I just love to see how people just like to engage in negativity. For me, I'm going to keep it as is. Call me what you want, whatever case. That's what makes our dynamics so well. I'm not panicking after one game. I just love to see how people like to talk without thinking. I'm definitely not stressing, because in the end, I'm going to keep the exact same thing I've told you for the last 10 years. I'm going to judge after 10 games. you don't agree with me, but I'm going to stick with that same sentiment, and we shall see in the next 10 games. CDP, welcome back once again. MWP, guys, take a look in the comments, whether it be on Patreon, Vintage Pitch. Let me just show it one more time. Look at this beautiful thing. See? I Rossoneri, beautiful, beautiful quality. Want to take the time to thank Gio, Fabio, newcomer Terry, Presidente, always in the back. Thank you to our partners, Fubo. On that note, TVP, ovunque, è sempre. Thanks for watching, guys.
Forza Milan!
Ciao.